I am Phil Nee, and here's a look at Wednesday sports. The Ithaca Bulldogs will be running into a scrimmage coming up on Friday. They've been practicing the last couple of weeks. Co-head coach Kyle Kelly talked about what the team needs to build on after making it to level two of the playoffs last year.
Just kind of build on what we had last year. We have a solid offensive line coming back, and we have a couple of solid athletes in the backfield. So just execute the basic things.
And also, the scrimmage coming up will be key for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, we'll be at Lancaster. It starts at 5. We're going to play Benton, Scales Mound, and Lancaster. Should be two real teams that will be good for us to see competition-wise. It'll finally be cool to get a hit somebody that's not on our own team. You practice, you drill, and it's about time we get to play an actual team.
I asked co-head coach David Klang about early in the season for the Bulldogs.
It's been really good. The group has been really, enthusiastic, really good team bonding and, encouraging. It's really nice to see. It's kind of different than what we've had, in previous years, that how they all build off of each other and have been working really well with each other.
When you get season started, lots of times you get the hottest weather of the year. Was that kind of a challenge last week?
A little bit, and that's what we've had in different years. Some years, the first week is super cold, and you almost need a sweatshirt, and then the first game is 90 degrees, and it really throws it for a curve, and that's kind of last week is a little bit of everything, but the guys adjusted well, and hopefully we don't have too many more hot days or hot games, because that can be a challenge, especially with low numbers.
So the Bulldogs will be at Lancaster to open the season with a scrimmage coming up on Friday night. Also in local sports from Richland Center's Church League softball, it was the next round of tournament action. Last night, Free Methodist eliminated Grace Community 17-2. Nathan Phillips was 4-for-4 with 8 RBIs, and Josh Hassel was 3-for-4 in the win. The Knights of Columbus then eliminated Free Methodist 6-4. A.J. Clone had a go-ahead double for the Knights. The Mission advanced in the championship bracket, coming from behind in the 7th to defeat Church of the Nazarene 6-5 in a great defensive battle. Jamie Johnson went 3-for-3 and scored 3 of the 6 runs, with Alyssa Gander reaching base all 3 times and a great defensive play in the 7th to throw a runner out trying to get to second base. St. Mary's also advanced, topping Richland Baptist Temple 1-8-1. Ryan Cairns had some scorching hits, and Father Kuhn added 2 clutch singles. The Knights of Columbus knocked out Richland Baptist Temple 1-18-9. Grant Worthington scored 4 times, and A.J. Clone reached base safely 5 times. And Richland Baptist Temple 2 eliminated Church of the Nazarene 10-6. Malachi Fretz had a 3-run home run. Derek Calland was 3-for-3. The tournament action continues on Thursday night of this week. On the East Diamond at 7 o'clock, the Mission will play St. Mary's. Church of the Nazarene will umpire. At 8:45 on the East Diamond Thursday, the loser of the 7 o'clock game plays the winner of the 7:30 game. The loser of the 7:30 game will umpire. On the West Diamond on Thursday night at 7:30, Knights of Columbus will play Richland Baptist Temple 2, with Free Methodist providing the umpires. Tourney action concludes next Tuesday. Updated tournament brackets are available. Quail Run golf action from last night. It was week 17 of the 20-week schedule. Jim Katarevic had a 37, including a birdie on hole 5 and a birdie on hole 8. Jarrett McDonald with a 38 as he birdied hole 1 and hole 8. Neil Mahoney and Brandon Miller each had 39s. Brandon birdied hole 7. Pat Keegan with a 40, including a birdie on hole 1, and 41s for both Aaron Halvorsen and Tony Doherty. Tony birdied hole 5. Other golfers with holes played under par: Caden Dilley with a birdie on hole 3, Cody Sperry birdied hole 3, and J.J. Klatt with a birdie on hole 8. Flag prize winners: Pat Keegan had the closest third shot on hole 1. Caden Dilley, the closest to the pin on hole 3. Jim Katarevic, longest putt on hole 5. Neil Mahoney, closest to the pin on hole 7. Jim Johnson, longest putt on hole 8. And Tony Doherty with the closest second shot on hole 9 during the Tuesday men's golf action at Quail Run. Well, the Brewers continue to impress and a maze. They had 5 home runs among their 15 hits last night while blanking the Pirates 14-0. That's 11 wins in a row. Starter Freddie Peralta held the Pirates scoreless on 3 hits through 6 innings. The homers came off the bats of Sal Frelich, Christian Yelich, Andrew Vaughn, Caleb Durbin, and Bryce Terang. Sal Frelich talked about the Brewers scoring runs.
It's always nice to score a lot of runs, but, you know, I'm not, like, surprised by any means, especially when the offense is clicking like it is and we're getting great support from the pitchers. So
it's been great for the Brewer pitchers to get that kind of run support. Here is Freddie Peralta.
We have a lot of young guys, but at the same time, they are very respectful and they ask questions and all that. And I think that's a big part, a huge part of the responsibility that they have, the commitment that we have as a team. And I think that's the more important thing. Everybody knows we're roofing together, we pull into the same way. And I think that makes everything special.
Brandon Woodruff takes the mound this afternoon as Milwaukee goes for a 3-game sweep. They are the first team with multiple winning streaks of at least 11 games in a season since the 2015 Toronto Blue Jays and the first National League team to accomplish the feat since the 1935 Chicago Cubs. The Cubs lost yesterday to Toronto 5-1. That means the Brewers are now 7.5 games in the lead in the division. Cleveland 4-3 over Miami. It was also Kansas City 8-5 over Washington. Arizona beat Texas 3-2. And the Angels 7-6 over the Dodgers. In the National League, Cincinnati 6-1 over Philadelphia. The Mets 13 and Atlanta 5. Colorado 3-0 over St. Louis. San Diego 5. San Francisco 1. In the American League, Seattle 1, Baltimore 0. The Yankees beat Minnesota 9-1. White Sox 9, Detroit 6, Boston 14-1 over Houston, and the Athletics 6-0 over Tampa Bay. Well, Packers quarterback Jordan Love is not expected to get back onto the field before the regular season starts, according to his head coach. Packers.com reports that Love underwent an undefined medical procedure Tuesday morning, with Coach Matt LaFleur saying he anticipates a, quote, quick recovery. That means, in the meantime, that Malik Willis will take over, and they're hoping to get some of those injured players back real soon.
Just excited for the opportunity, excited to go out and have some fun, play this game. I mean, we're all, you know, looking for opportunity and look that to be ready for each opportunity that we get, especially when it comes to going out and just running the offense. I feel like that's what is most important. It's not about going out and doing anything crazy. It's about making sure that we stay on schedule and we continue to do what we can to make plays.
The Packers will take on the Colts coming up on Saturday afternoon. Freshman linebacker Nick Clayton has the Badgers excited about his potential. Senior linebacker Darrell Peterson says Clayton could be, quote, one of the greats. Peterson points to his quickness, speed, and work ethic. Sports Illustrated reports that the first-year player has already gained 30 pounds since arriving on campus. And Bobby Portis tells reporters that a lot of his teammates have something to prove. The Bucks aren't getting a lot of respect from the rest of the NBA these days. BehindTheBuckPass.com reports that Portis thinks the team will use that lack of respect to fuel its effort. Kyle Kuzma may have the most to prove. If he does, Portis believes he could be the X factor the Bucks need to disprove those who don't believe in the team. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.